from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
Oh, hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
And my name is Hino. Thank you so much for coming out and joining us here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival. This show, as you know, is about all you songwriters and musicians and performers out there like you who are just trying to figure out the music business.
That's right. And we do that by bringing in brilliant, talented, beautiful people onto the radio.
With amazing hair.
To talk about their careers and tell stories and sing songs. But tonight we're at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival. Are we having a great time at the festival? And so we decided, you know what, it's late, it's 10 o'clock at night here.
Everybody's done playing.
Everybody's been playing.
After party, yeah.
So we're just having what's called the Music Row Show Jam tonight for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
We don't know who's coming in. We don't know who's coming up. We don't know who's singing what. We're just going to have a big old time tonight, and we're excited. Aren't you, Hino?
I am excited, especially because our very first guest, we do know who that is.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Is the great Jerry Salley.
What?
Amazing songwriter, singer, recording artist in his own right.
His latest CD, Front Porch Philosophies, he just had his CD release party last weekend.
Yeah, at the Station Inn.
At the Station Inn. It was a big success. The CD's doing great. His first single is up to number 5 on the Bluegrass charts.
Yep.
The night Flat and Scruggs played Carnegie Hall. That's
there
a big
go.
One. Jerry Salley, welcome to the Music Row Show.
Yeah! Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Hino.
Yeah, buddy.
Appreciate you guys. It's so good to see you again.
Have you been to every single one of these? This is the sixth anniversary of this festival.
I think I came to the second one. I've been here for 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I don't think I was. I wasn't here for the first one.
All right. And what do you now? I know you have a special affinity to the Smoky Mountains.
I do.
But because you have a place up here somewhere.
I do.
Yeah.
Really, what's the address?
I've been coming over here. Well, I used to come as a kid. When we started coming here when I was a kid, it was back when we fed the bears out of our cars. Now,
did you really?
We look back on that now and we go, how stupid were we? You know? But we actually did that. But I've been coming over here for years. I love to hike. We've stayed up at Mount LeConte before in the beautiful cabins up there. And I go up there at least once a year. But we've done most of the day hikes. And I feel close to God up here, man. It's a very inspiring place.
That's great. And how have you enjoyed the festival every year? I mean, it's just one of those things that there's something special about this festival.
There is. And it just keeps growing and growing and getting better and better every year.
That's great. And how about a big hand for all the volunteers at
Absolutely.
The Smoky Mountain Festival?
Yes.
My gosh.
They work their butts off.
Them orange and purple shirts are just working it.
Yeah.
But
the ones that say staff on the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
They stay staff.
That's not infection. Those are volunteers.
Well, I would love it if you played us a song off the new CD, Front Porch Philosophies. Before you do, though, how do people buy the CD?
Well, the best way to get the CD is to go to the website, www.jerrysalley.com, and that's JerrySalley.com.
Got it.
And,
okay.
We'll make sure that you get a copy immediately.
Oh,
thank you.
All right.
Oh, and you know what we haven't mentioned?
What's that?
Where are we tonight? We're at Christel Creek.
We're at Christel Creek up here in beautiful Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Only one of the greatest places for dinner and drinks.
Absolutely.
And beautiful ambiance and live music. They have live music almost every night here. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they do.
It is. So. And great sound here.
Absolutely.
Aaron, right over here running sound for us.
Yeah, man.
We love playing this place. It's wonderful.
All right, melt our faces off with a beautiful song, would you?
Well, I'm going to do a song. I'm going to do a ballad. I'm brave.
Come on.
This is a song I co-wrote with my friend Rebecca Lynn Howard and her husband Eli. And Rebecca's from Salyersville, Kentucky, up in East Kentucky, and I'm from Southern Ohio. And we were sitting around talking about our home areas. And there's so many places in West Virginia, East Kentucky, and Southern Ohio that a lot of places where there used to be railroads, you know, would go through there, and they don't go through there anymore. And they're literally ghost towns. A lot of the businesses are boarded up, and everyone's had to leave to find work. So we got to thinking about that. And then a few weeks later, I was in my hometown. I'm from Chillicothe, Ohio, originally. And went by my old home place, and it just broke my heart to see how the weeds had grown. And the folks just don't care, take care of stuff sometimes like they used to. My dad used to manicure that place. And it just broke my heart when I went by there and saw what has happened to it. But we wrote this little song that's on the new CD. It's called Nothing Here But Home. Twenty-six more families moved out of town just last month when the paper mill shut down. I guess some genius thought that after 67 years it would be a good idea for it to disappear. Now there's nothing here but home. Everything I knew is gone. Al's Five and Dime and the IGA, the Baptist church where we used to pray. If it ain't tore down, it's boarded up. Memories buried in the dust. Now there's only one thing left that's set in stone. There's nothing here but home. I can still smell chicken frying through the back screen door. Even though the house ain't even standing anymore. No matter how much changes, I'd still recognize this place. You know, there's some things that time and weeds just can't erase. Now there's nothing here but home. Everything I knew is gone. The frosty freeze and Frank's arcade, the mail pouch barn where we used to play. If it ain't tore down, it's boarded up. Memories buried in the dust. Now there's only one thing left that's set in stone. There's nothing here but home. Nothing here but home. It's a ghost town, but it's my town, and right now, there's nothing here but home. Everything I knew is gone. Al's Five and Dime and the IGA, the Baptist church where we used to pray. If it ain't tore down, it's boarded up. Memories buried in the dust. Now there's only one thing left that's set in stone. Yeah, there's only one thing left that's set in stone. There's nothing here but home. Nothing here but home. Nothing here but home.
Yeah,
Jerry,
thank
Sally,
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Love that.
There's a couple more things we have to talk about real quick. First off, your beautiful mama's here.
My beautiful mama Emma is here. She sure is. She loves to come with us and hear us play music everywhere we go. We take her with us quite a few places.
All right. Woo. Hey, Emma.
And of course, Aaron. But you know, Aaron is she just keeps you in line.
She does. I wouldn't know where I had to be or when I had to be there if it wasn't for her. That's
matter of fact, I'm just going to start scheduling everything with Aaron.
Okay.
That so works. You have been. It's been a crazy year for you. You've had all sorts of amazing things going on. What's next? I mean, with this CD, do you see some more touring coming up? Do you have some things in the queue?
Yeah, we're actually booked. We're booked every weekend until Thanksgiving.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
It's a crazy year. Doing some bluegrass shows, doing some songwriter workshops, doing some songwriter shows. But it's been a very busy year. We're really excited because, I mean, I'm just a songwriter. I mean, I've always been a songwriter first. People say, you're a singer-songwriter? No, I'm a songwriter-singer. And I've been doing these records the last few years, and I've got a little bit of a following, you know, in the bluegrass and songwriter world, and just been very, very blessed. And this Flat and Scruggs thing, I mean, I made these CDs really just to have something to sell, you know, at my shows. And this Flat and Scruggs thing has really taken off, and that's the highest charting record I've ever had as an artist.
How about
that?
I'm
excited about it. Yeah,
love that.
So anyway, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. I'm producing some records right now, some bluegrass gospel records, and a little girl named Christy Cox from Australia. I produce her records, and she's won a couple of CMA awards, Australian Country Music Awards, and so I'm producing her fifth record right now.
So now talk about the producing end of it. Is that something that you does that scratch an itch that maybe
absolutely
playing doesn't? What is it that you get out of that?
I love the creative part of it. And to be honest with you, I mean, I'm a writer, and we do record some of my songs, but I really enjoy looking for songs for artists. And what I really get a kick out of is giving somebody the first song they've ever had recorded, or finding songs. Because when you produce, you have to take your songwriter hat off.
Right.
And you have to find the best songs for your artist, no matter who wrote them or where they come from.
Not all producers do that, though.
Well, that's true.
Unfortunately, that is true, but that's not how it's supposed to work in my book. The way I produce a record is I look for songs, and I try to find the best songs for that artist. And it's ultimately the artist's, you know, choice in the end.
Sure.
But I enjoy that. I enjoy arranging songs, and I enjoy the creative process in the studio. You know, I just love the whole process of producing.
That's fantastic. Well, we're so proud for you and happy with this album. Well, and you're going to come back and talk to us in the next few weeks and give us a whole hour to talk about
it, right? I want to come and talk to you and play more things off the record, if that's okay, and talk about that. And I also want to thank you, Scott, because we have got our first cut together.
We do.
A young lady named Amanda Cook on Mountain Fever Records. We have a song called Liar's Moon on there, and I'm really excited about it. She did a great job, and I'm excited about that.
I've heard 15 seconds of it, and I love what I heard.
Really, I'm proud to say I was there when he had that idea.
We were
standing there staring at the moon. At the Wilson County Fair.
We were at the Wilson County Fair, and it was this big moon with the ring around it, and he goes, "Wow, look at that moon." And I said, "Well, that's a liar's moon."
And I said, "Really?"
And I said,
"Idiot
no.
That I am, yeah."
I said, "No, I'm lying." And and I said, "But that'd be a good hook, wouldn't it?"
Yeah. And he said, "No, it wouldn't. Go away." Oh, man.
That's funny.
Well, anyway, jerrysally.com. That's your website?
jerrysally.com. And it's also the album's also available on iTunes.
On iTunes?
Yes. Fantastic.
Awesome. Yep,
well, thank you. We're looking forward to visiting with you in the coming weeks.
Thank you, guys.
And we'd like to let you know that this segment is brought to you by Dogwood Cabins. Up in
Townsend, Tennessee.
We love the Smoky Mountain Festival. We love coming to Gatlinburg. We love all the hustle and bustle. But it's really nice to go across the mountain and have a nice quiet time, the peaceful side
and
of the Smokies.
And it's so pretty. It really is. And the cabins are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was floored when I walked in and saw just what we had to be able to stay in for 3 days. It was awesome.
Yeah, we've been enjoying ourselves over there. So thank you, dogwoodcabins.com. Check them out online. Go to Townsend. It's a great little town.
Well, they let you guys stay there?
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, they didn't know we were musicians when we booked it. So
you come to Crystal Creek, you get your pan-fried trout a la Oscar, mm-hmm. you get your fantastic cake, you get a nice big drink, and then, well, not a big drink because you got to drive to Townsend, and then you go there.
Through the mountain.
Dogwoodcabins.com. We're going to be back with more of, we don't know who's coming in.
We're just going to see, but we're here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and this is our after-party jam. We're going to be back in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
We're here at beautiful Crystal Creek in Gatlinburg, Tennessee at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival, having a great time at the little after-party jam we're having.
It's the Music Row Show Jam, and like I said, we don't know who's coming up, but guess what? Our good old buddy, Bobby Tarmelin.
Just wandered up on
stage. Wandered up with his guitar. Give Bobby a big hand.
Yeah!
Bobby has also had a big, big year with the release of his songwriter CD. And it's been getting play all over the place. I know
all
this.
Over the place.
It has. It's
including on Smoking Country Countdown. And
on John Condrone's show.
No, he gave me an award at the opening ceremony.
Yeah, look at that. Number one tonight.
What? It
there
is?
You go.
Cool.
Really? Wow.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Well, it is so good to be with you guys. I listen to you consistently, and I have for a long time.
Excellent.
I appreciate that your radio's broken, and I'm glad that it's stuck on that station. No, I know you do. And let me tell you, Bobby has helped us out so many times because he is so entrenched with everything going on in Nashville.
Yeah.
There's times when we get a last-minute cancellation, I'll call him. I'll say, Bobby, who's in town? And just 9 times out of 10, you hook us up with somebody that's just wonderful. And you've been a big friend of the show, not only as a guest and a performer, but just someone that's really supported the show. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
I believe in the show.
And as a mentor, we both try to sound like you, even though we fail miserably.
Nobody has a voice like you. Yeah. I mean, is that not the most amazing radio voice right there?
Yeah.
Man.
Hey guys. God, I need to hang and be on your show more often.
There you go. I mean, yeah, you really should.
Man, isn't it great here at Cristo Creek? It's my favorite spot in the Smokies.
I love it here. Love it here.
PJ, Dina, and all the gang, man, I tell you, I there's times I just literally, randomly, on the spur of the moment, I just get out of Nashville and come over here. Love to come over here and just play for the love of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like right now.
And the pan-fried trout.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How about the
trout
piñata with the capers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My buddies from Alabama, from my hometown, Alan and Angela Carpenter, they're here. Man, they're addicted to that trout piccata.
You're making me hungry, and we just had dinner.
We did.
We have some amazing guests here. We have the author, Lynn Gray, who has a brand-new book out called Setting at a Bus Stop Waiting on a Train. And then we've got Rita Allison, and her husband was Joe Allison, who wrote He'll Have to Go for Jim Reeves.
Oh, wow.
He was one of the original founders of the CMA. And
really?
And he helped bring Capitol Records Nashville office there.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, how about that? But you never know who's going to be here at Cristo Creek.
Never know.
You never, never know. Now, you've been involved with the festival for quite a while, and it seems like you're becoming more and more of an integral part of the festival. Why is it that this is a special event for you every year?
Well, Cindy Montgomery Reeves, as you know, she's the founder, and I was one of the first four songwriters that came over here to talk to the city about a festival. And it was just a no-brainer. I mean, the Smoky Mountains, they needed a songwriter festival. And I've been coming over here for years. This has been my escape from Nashville because it's an easy drive. And I've been coming over here for years. And I'm like, oh, man, let's bring the music over here to the mountains.
Yeah, and there's such a rich music history here around this area.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got Dolly Parton, of course, but Carl Smith, Bill Carlisle, the Everly Brothers, and Lynn, help me out.
Felice and
Roy Acuff, for goodness sake. Lois Johnson. I mean, there's dozens. Don Gibson. So it just makes sense that there's a...
Love his guitars.
Archie Campbell, right, from Hee Haw.
Yep.
So it's cool to be, you know, keeping the music alive over here.
Indeed. Well, speaking of keeping music alive, what do you feel like singing us? Give us, you got something new or something that's newer?
I'll sing you a song off my... my new CD.
Which is called,
CD is called Out of Road, and the executive producer actually is PJ here at Cristo Creek.
What? Get out!
Yes.
Check that out.
He sure is. It wouldn't have been possible. It wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. But anyway, I have a song, and I co-wrote this song with the great Bobby Bear and a guy by the name of Terry Faust. And he takes care of Hank Williams' grave down in Montgomery, Alabama. I stopped by to pay my respects to Hank one day. And, you know, I'm there, you know, listening to the train pass by, and I'm all in the moment. And then Terry, who takes care of the grave for Hank Jr., he's like, man, I got a song idea. And I'm like, no, not now. And
having a moment.
But then he told me his idea, and then he had a great start on it, and I said, man, I can't wait to hit I-65 back to Nashville from Montgomery and work on this song. And just so happens I was writing with Bobby Bear, and he loved it, and we all finished it.
Nice. Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, right. Let's crank it up.
thanks to Jerry Sally for the use of his guitar.
I wondered why he was still here.
Yeah.
Right.
He didn't even bother to tune it for you. I mean, what's up with that?
You know, I did that once at another festival. I lent a guy my guitar, and he played till 4 in the morning.
What's the deal with this the top string, Jerry? I mean, come on.
It's a bluegrass string.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I drove into Nashville with a sack of songs I wrote. Parked the car, walked in a bar not far from Music Row. And there sat a poet who's in the Hall of Fame. I knew the words to all of his songs, and I even knew his name. He said, I have gold and platinum hanging on every wall. You wouldn't believe the hell that I've been through to get them all. If I knew then what I know now, I'm sure I'd never left home. You think you want to be a songwriter like me, but you don't. Said, man, I was really something in my prime. I had 3 songs in the top 10 at the same time. Be careful what you wish for. You may get what you want. You think you want to be a songwriter like me, but you don't. He said, now I made a ton of money, but it went to my ex-wives. And the rest flew out the window when the IRS arrived. When you lose your home and all your songs, you'll find what you're made of. And son, by looking in your eyes, you ain't crazy enough. So go home to your family and leave guys like me alone. You think you want to be a songwriter, but you don't. Said, man, I was really something in my prime. But now my friends, they've all drifted off, and I'm down to my last dime. Be careful what you wish for. You may get what you want. You think you want to be a songwriter like me, but you don't. Go home to your family and leave guys like me alone. You think you want to be songwriter like me, but you don't. Trust me.
Yeah! And woo! Wow.
Thank you so much.
So then, what did the guy say after that? What did the other guy say?
Terry.
Okay. And then he left? I'm just wanting the song to keep going on. Oh, I want to find out what happens.
Oh, you don't want to know the ending.
Okay.
You don't want to know the
okay,
ending.
Okay, you think you want to know, but you don't.
He's somewhere in the mountains.
So I know we just asked this.
A bear got him.
A bear. That's what you get when you feed him.
Got it. By bear. Now, okay, we asked Jerry this, but what's up with you for the rest of the year? What do you got going on? Are you running and gunning?
Running like crazy. I have to tell you, I just got back from Carthage, Texas, where they inducted Kenny Rogers into the Texas Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's right. We saw that.
And I know that's you're talking about the future, not the past, but I just got to say, man, that was one of the greatest, greatest ceremonies. Tex Ritter's niece, Tommy Ritter, put on one of the most amazing weekends, and some of Jim Reeves' family was there. And I flew into Shreveport, and I got to visit the Municipal Auditorium where the Louisiana Hayride used to be.
Wow.
There.
I don't know. I just felt like sharing that.
Are they still doing shows there occasionally?
You know, they do. Willie was there a while back, and then the group Kansas is coming in there. But, I mean, nothing has changed. I mean,
really?
The original, like, the lighting, the original dressing rooms from, like, the 50s. And, you know, that's where Hank Williams really, you know, was huge, where he really began his stardom.
Elvis.
Johnny Horton, Johnny Cash.
Right.
I mean, Lefty Frizzell.
Yeah.
Farron Young, Webb Pierce, amazing history. But anyway, coming up in Fort Myers, Florida for a big songwriter festival in September, in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area next weekend. So a lot of shows scattered around and just, you know, writing songs in the studio and just keeping it going.
So, Bobby, if people maybe can't remember all of that, where might they go online to find out where you're playing?
BobbyTomberlinMusic.com.
Easy That's enough.
Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Tomberlin, T-O-M-B-E-R-L-I-N, music.com.
And the CD is Out of Road.
Out of Road.
You can find it on your website. Go to iTunes,
you
Amazon,
bet.
All those others.
You bet.
All right.
Man, thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you.
You're thanking me, but you guys, you've been just so loyal and such great friends now for many years, and you've had me on your show many times, and thank you for that.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
I'm just always amazed when you answer the phone and you say, hello, Scott, and I'm like, wow. He hasn't erased me yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He knew who I appreciate
that. He knew who was calling, and he still answered.
He still answered.
I love talking to you, buddy. And I'm proud for you, man. I mean, you've been burning it up.
Yeah, Scott's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's pissing.
His singing is just so good. I mean,
well,
you've always been really good, but I heard you today, and, man, you can tell you've been doing a bunch of singing, and I'm just so proud for you and the success of your record.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, time to take a break.
Yeah, let's
now.
Take a break. Hey, this is brought to you by, speaking of what's been going on, you know, I've had a lot of singer-songwriters call me lately and ask me how I've been doing what I've been doing in Europe.
Right.
And I started working with a company last year. Actually, 2 years ago at the Smoky Mountain Festival, I ran into a guy who told me about KEMC Global.
That is true, yeah.
And so I called up the guys at KEMC Global. It's a UK-based company. And we started talking, and they're the ones who helped get my my CD out to radio. And they set up tours. They do all sorts of things.
It's specifically like for Europe.
For Europe. Yeah. Specifically for Europe, yeah. And they've just done a heck of a job. And if you're interested in making some inroads over there, all those listening or all those here in the audience, check out KEMCGlobal.com. They're a good bunch of folks. Tell them you heard from Scott and Hino at the Music Row Show, and they'll probably even cut you a good deal. You
that
never
is
know.
True. Well, we are going to be back. That's B-A-C-K. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with our friend. Oh,
I'm going to go have some trout piccata.
Oh,
yeah,
you do
man.
That.
At so Crystal Creek.
We're going to hear from our sponsors while Bobby's having some trout. We're here in Gatlinburg at Crystal Creek. Beautiful facility here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival.
And I'm not wanting to start any rumors, but I think I just saw Mark Allen Barnett walking
towards
the stage.
Uh-oh.
So hide the women.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be back in just a few minutes.
Hide the trout.
Get ready. Get ready. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival at beautiful Crystal Creek.
Hey, is there a website for Crystal Creek? What is it?
CrystalCreek.com. What else? That
All
was
right.
a dumb question. Jeez. Anyway, we're doing our Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival after party jam, and we got all kinds of people here, and just wandering up to the stage is Mark Allen Barnett.
Big-time friend of the show.
Big time,
Come on, give him a big hand. Mark
There
Allen.
You go.
Hello, everybody.
One of the quietest, most unassuming people you'll ever meet.
He's going to come out of his shell any day now.
Any day now.
And he writes these nice, soft, quiet ballads, and we're just happy that he joined us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You've been coming to the festival, Mark?
This is 6 years. I was here from the first. I think John Condron brought me up here, like 6 years ago.
No kidding.
The first one, yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing because we all do the Frank Brown Festival too.
Right.
And it's kind of like Frank Brown North, you know, and you see a lot of the same people, and it's one big family reunion.
It's kind of funny that there's people that we're all, you know, basically from Nashville. We don't see each other ever until
in Nashville,
until we drive 6 or 8 hours.
That's exactly
and
right.
And then we see each other. Yeah.
It is. And then we got our buddies, you know, our sound dudes. SD, sound dude.
Sound dude. This is Eric over here.
Eric is the man.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you sing us a song? You were playing one today that I really liked, and it's one that has been kind of a go-to song for you for many years, but then you didn't play it for a while, but you kind of brought it back.
I actually wrote it before I moved to Nashville.
Really?
I wrote it with a guy named Ron Muir. Ron Muir is the guy who kind of taught me how to write songs for the Nashville market. He had been in Nashville about 10 years before me. Wrote a song called "I Just Cut Myself on a Piece of My Broken Heart." For Ronnie McDowell, and I actually sat down with him, and in one day we wrote 4 songs, and one of them was a Shelby Lynn song that I got cut. One of them was the Zipper song.
Love the Zipper. That's
opening.
A good song. Yeah.
And then one really sucked, and then this one was the fourth song that we wrote. You want me to do it?
Come on, do it.
There was a time I wanted you gone. I thought I would be better off on my own, but I realize now that I'm free, something ain't right. Sleep alone every night. Can't blame nobody but me. Can't blame nobody but me for losing you. I guess I got what was coming to me. Like fools usually do. How could I be so blind? I got up but don't see. Well, I did you wrong. Did it all on my own. Can't blame nobody. I was so sure at the time I could make it alone. Woo! But now I'm ready to cry on, girl. You just let me come on, man, on. Well, freedom's done me one thing. Nothing worth it is free. And I don't know what. Oh, let no I can't blame nobody but me. Can't blame nobody but me. Yeah. For losing you, I guess I got. Tell a little story about this song.
Come on.
This used to be my final song when I first moved to Nashville in 1988. And it was the barn burner at the end of the night. And I had people like Laurie White and Dina Carter would get up. So we just had this huge, big thing, man. One night I finished, we played every Monday night at a place called the Third Coast Cafe. And they had a place like this and a bar in the back of the room. And I went up to the bar, and I was there. People pat you on the back. You know, that's really nice. And I noticed this guy standing next to me. And I didn't want to look, but he was like 6'8". Just this huge, tall guy, you know, kind of glanced up and ordered a drink. And he patted me on the shoulder, and I looked up, and it was Towns Van Zandt.
Whoa.
And Towns looked down, and he said, "Hey, man. Hey, pretty good song." So, thank you, Towns. I appreciate it. He said, "You know you need in that song?" I said, "No, man." I said, "You need some whack whack."
What's whack whack?
That's what I said. What? He said, "Yeah, you need to pay to get this back. And you need whack whack." Okay, thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. Please don't fall down on me. About 2 months later, I was playing, and I realized what he was talking about. Whack whack is this. That is whack whack. So all you songwriters, remember what Towns Van Zandt said. When you get to that one part, you have to kick in some whack whack. When you put it in context, it goes like this. Can't blame nobody but me, yeah. Hey. For losing you. I guess I got what was coming to me. Like fools usually do. Well, how can I be so blind? Well, I can ask but don't.
And his wah wah. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of our Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival after party jam.
And we'd like to remind you this segment was brought to you by the great Barbara Potter
Photography.
Photographer.
Great photographer.
Find her on Facebook, Barbara Potter Photography, and use her because she's fantastic.
She is awesome. All right, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Music Row Show and our Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival After Party Jam.
The Music Row Show Jam.
Jam.
At Crystal Creek.
That's right. And people are just wandering up on stage. And who wandered up but Joe Condroni?
I thought it was Johnny Meadows.
You know, sometimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hit songwriter John Condroni. He is also a big friend of the show. We're so glad you're here. And he's super integral in what's going on here at the Smoky Mountain Festival. Yeah. Not just during the festival, but you work with them all year round. You're
all
doing stuff. Talk about that.
Wow. It's just, this is not like a couple weeks thing to get going. This is 12 months a year that we are getting things ready for the largest songwriter festival in the area. And it's just crazy. And we're having a great time.
I got to tell you, we've been all over the place the last couple of days, and yet everywhere we go, there you are.
There you are.
Yeah.
And where's Kat? Every time I turn around, Kat's here, and did I see Kathy Parton here?
Yeah.
There
Kathy's
we go.
Kathy's here, one of the volunteers, one of the staff members. It's just the work that everybody goes through on this thing is unbelievable. What are you going to sing for us, man?
Oh, this is after Mark, man, I could just do poetry or something. He's just amazing. I can't do wah-wah, but I'm going to do a song that I wrote with Randy Fincham out there.
Oh, Randy.
Fantastic songwriter. So we got a new CD out called Dang Girl, You Look Good in My CD.
Dang Girl. Yeah. Dang Girl.
Yeah.
Dang Girl.
But we're not going to do Dang Girl.
How do people buy it?
www.johncondroni.com.
Okay.
That would be fantastic, man.
Very nice. Very nice. So what you got here? Play it for us.
All right. This is a song I wrote with amazing Randy Fincham out there. So I love you, Randy. As songwriters, we want to... Dang Girl's a good bro country song. It's fun. But to write something deep and to write something that touches people's hearts is what we strive for as songwriters. And this is a song that myself and Randy got together to do that we got kids in the world need to have a lot better place to live when we all get out of here. Mm-hmm. So the name of the song is called Leave a Little Love in the World, and that's something we all believe totally that we need to do.
Come on.
It just takes one step to go the extra mile, like calling your mama when you ain't talked in a while, or when the car behind you finds out you've already paid. Everybody can make somebody's day. It won't cost you nothing to give a little something, plant a seed in the dry ground. Rain starts to trickle, turns into a ripple. Before you know it, it comes pouring down. Like that flower pushing through the dirt, we can leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa, let's leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa. Tipping that waitress to help her in the meat, or giving your jacket to that old man on the street. It won't be wasted, it'll all come back around. It's not what you're giving up, it's what you're passing down. It won't cost you nothing to give a little something, plant a seed in the dry ground. Rain starts to trickle, turns into a ripple. Before you know it, it comes pouring down. Like that flower pushing through the dirt, we can leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa, let's leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa, let's leave a little love in the world. Don't worry about that debt, no, no. 'Cause the more love you give, the more you're gonna get. More love you're gonna get. And it won't cost you nothing to give a little something, plant a seed in the dry ground. Rain starts to trickle, turns to a ripple. Before you know it, it comes pouring down. Be that sun shining through the hurt, and like that flower pushing through the dirt, you can leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa, let's leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa, let's leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa, let's leave a little love in the world. Whoa, whoa. It just takes one step to go the extra mile.
Man.
All right, John Condroni. So, John, let everybody know where they can find you and your great program.
www.johncondroni.com or Songbird Cafe Radio.
Songbird Cafe Radio.
Yeah. What's that? Talk about that.
Songbird Cafe Radio is for all you guys. We play singer-songwriter only original music 24/7. We have four shows. We got the Smoking Country Countdown, and just announced a little while ago, Bobby Tomerlin hit number one tonight for a song called A Right Turn.
Yeah,
nice.
It's doing really well. And we do that every single week, and there's no charge for that. This is not kind of place. We're here to support you guys. Are under, Hino's under quite a bit. I know Scott's under quite a bit, and you guys, a lot of the people at the festival have been on our station. It's all across the world, man.
We get an award soon?
We're going to try that. Yeah.
But we get a participation award.
That's it.
A ribbon.
We just gave Bobby and Jerry Sally over 42 weeks in the top 20.
Wow.
I mean, real songs stay.
Yeah.
I got to say that for the great songs, songwriters out there, real songs, man, just stay on their charts. People love them.
Well, thank you for what you do for songwriters. Thank you for what you do for the festival.
Thank you
for being a friend of the Music Row Show. John Condroni, everybody.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got a whole great hour of the show coming up. We've got more special guests coming up to join us on our Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival After Party Jam.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to come back for that. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Music Row Show. Strong.